Nashville General Hospital is regaining some of its financial footing after the threat of closure in late 2017 and multiple emergency cash infusions from the city. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports the safety net facility is asking for slightly less money from the city after staying within its budget for the first time in years.
General Hospital has endured an exodus of doctors and nurses amid uncertainty about its future, and that only compounded its problems: fewer patients and temporary employees who cost twice as much. But in recent months, the hospital has been making incremental progress. They've been bringing more doctors and nurses on staff, relying less on expensive contractors, and they've purchased dozens of hospital beds so they can stop renting them. That was $600,000 a year. CEO Joseph Webb says it's paying off.
Resources that we're putting into place will help us to continue to trend downward. So a portion of this is strategically being done.
Still, to make its budget projections work for the upcoming year, the city hospital has to reverse its patient decline, not just cut costs. But it's asking for a roughly $45 million subsidy. That's only down about $1 million from last year. But Webb points out that it counters the national trend for healthcare costs, which seem to only go up. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.